Democratic Representative David Scott says he hasn't decided which way he'll vote. He said President Obama needs to clarify why an intervention is in the interest of the U.S. and provide a more detailed military strategy.
It is not an issue just going and slapping a few Tomahawk missiles over there on Syria. We got to be ready for the reaction.
Scott said specifically Obama needs to lay out how intervention in Syria could harm Israel.
I do not want to see the president react to a situation in a way that will provoke another action with the world Islamic community united.
Democratic Representative Hank Johnson said he'll likely vote no on intervention, though he said more information could change his mind. He says he needs proof that a missile strike would effectively send a message to Syrian President Bashar Assad to stop using chemical weapons.
I'm looking to see how that can be done without escalating our involvement in that civil war over there.
Republican Representative Bob Woodall said in a statement Sunday he does not support an American involvement. That statement was issued before Majority Leader Eric Cantor and House Speaker John Boehner called on Republicans to support the president's call for action. Representative Tom Price said he's skeptical of intervention. He says he would support the president only if he lays out a plan that would change the dynamic in Syria. Lawmakers are expected to vote after they return to work September 9th. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.